For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. Casualties have been reported after torrential rain hit southwest China over the past 2 days. In Sichuan, 7 people have been killed and another missing in flooding and landslides triggered by the rain. Across the province, more than 160,000 people in 35 counties have been affected, with close to 7,000 residents evacuated. In Guizhou province, 2 people were buried when a house collapsed late on Friday. Relief materials have already been distributed to the affected areas. The presidents of China and Brazil have held talks in Beijing and witnessed the signing of 14 cooperative documents, mainly focusing on electricity. During the meeting, Xi Jinping and Michel Temer discussed ways to deepen cooperation in such areas as infrastructure, manufacturing, agriculture and energy. Xi Jinping also hailed the progress made by both sides in trade, investment and financial cooperation, while Temer said his country stood ready to reinforce cooperation with China. Other areas covered by the documents signed on Friday include production capacity, e-commerce, tourism, finance and sports. Temer will later go to Xiamen to attend the 9th BRICS summit, which opens on Sunday. China has been the largest trade partner of Brazil for 8 consecutive years, and Brazil is China's largest trade partner in the Latin American region. It's been announced that the BRICS New Development Bank will start providing funds to the private sector next year. Around 30% of the bank's business is going to be directed to the private sector. The NDB was seeded with $100 billion when it was set up in 2014. However, the money has only been on offer to governments or public programs. The New Development Bank rolled out just over $1.5 billion last year. It is expected to hand out around $2.5 billion through the course of this year. Mexico, Canada and the United States have started the second round of negotiations to revise the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Topics of discussion at the closed-door meeting were expected to cover such issues as rules of origin, the opening up of markets, e-commerce and corruption. A joint statement is expected after the talks wrap up, although it's not clear how long the sessions will last. U.S. President Donald Trump has insisted the 1994 deal be renegotiated, claiming it unfairly benefited Mexico at the expense of U.S. industries and jobs. The negotiations are expected to run until at least the end of this year. The U.S. has warned it may withdraw from the talks if it feels it's not getting what it wants. The state of disaster for the Houston area of Texas has been extended for 2 weeks as the region continues to grapple with the devastation caused by Tropical Storm Harvey. So far, more than 40 people have been confirmed or feared dead in flooding or as a result of circumstances connected to the storm. The governor of the state on Friday added 3 counties to the federal disaster declaration, bringing the total number of counties receiving federal assistance to 36. The state of disaster allows county authorities to declare curfews, prohibit travel in parts of the country, as well as suspend county rules regulating contracting or suspend tolls on toll roads. It's reported that U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to nominate House Representative Jim Bridenstine as NASA's new administrator as soon as Tuesday. Bridenstine has been active on space issues in Congress and was also a staunch supporter of Trump's candidacy in the general election. The Oklahoma congressman has called for a human return to the moon before NASA embarks upon a mission to Mars. Currently, NASA is led by acting administrator Robert Lightfoot, who's been in that position for more than 7 months. Members of the defunct Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia guerrilla group, more commonly known as FARC, have officially entered into the field of politics by unveiling a political party. They've called it the Revolutionary Alternative Common Force, which preserves the movement's acronym. It says it will continue to fight for what it calls social justice, but with ballots instead of bullets. The party has also unveiled its logo, featuring a red nose with a red star in the middle above the group's initials, written in green, conveying the new, peaceful nature of the movement. Once the country's largest guerrilla group, FARC disarmed after signing a peace treaty with the government last November, after 5 decades of fighting and 4 years of negotiations. According to the agreement, the new FARC party is guaranteed a certain number of seats in parliament. A new X-ray laser, the European XFEL, has been put into service in the German city of Hamburg. The 3.4-kilometre-long XFEL generates extremely intense X-ray flashes, which are to be used to help advance various areas, including medicine, biology, chemistry, energy, and information technology. The flashes are produced in underground tunnels. They're going to allow scientists to map atomic details of viruses, film chemical reactions, as well as study the processes in the interior of planets. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.